one of the most interesting passages concerning baptism and one of the passages that gives us the most insight into the essence of the meaning of baptism is where Jesus himself comes to be baptized by his cousin, John the Baptist. Now, that baptism, interestingly, was a baptism unto repentance. John was calling Israelites to confess their sins, to turn anew unto God, to turn away from their sins. And so it was a baptism of repentance. And so John is quite puzzled when Jesus comes to him to be baptized. Now, if you read the accounts of the Gospels, particularly the one of Luke, you know, again, they were cousins. Their mothers knew one another. When Mary was pregnant by the Holy Spirit, she traveled to see her relative Elizabeth, who was at that point 6 months pregnant with John. And we're told that John leaped in his mother's womb in the presence of Jesus. John's father had been told by the angel Gabriel that John would be filled with the Holy Spirit while still in his mother's womb. So John knows who Jesus is. He knows that he is the coming one, as John would later say of Jesus, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." He also said, referring to Jesus, that he was one of whom John was unworthy to even unlatch his sandal. Now, so Jesus comes to be baptized by John in the Jordan, and then John says to him, "I need to be baptized by you, and are you coming to me to be baptized?" Now, Jesus doesn't argue with anything that John says there. Jesus doesn't say, "No, I really need to be baptized by you." He doesn't deny that John needs to be baptized by him. He doesn't deny that he doesn't need a baptism of repentance for himself personally. But he says to John, "Allow it to be so that we might fulfill all righteousness." In other words, this has a purpose in the plan of God, in the plan of redemption. There's something going on here beyond what you understand, John. Well, what is going on there is that Jesus is identifying with his people. Jesus is identifying with sinners. Jesus is identifying with those who are coming, confessing their sins to God, and asking for forgiveness. Jesus, one of the things that would happen in the Old Testament is that when priests entered their ministry, they would be baptized. They would have a washing with water that would commission them to their ministry, and it would identify them with the people. And that is exactly what Jesus is doing there. He identified with humanity in his incarnation. For as it tells us in Hebrews chapter 2, that in order to be anyone's Savior, Jesus had to in all things be made like his brethren, so that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in all things pertaining to God, and so that he might make propitiation for the sins of the people. So he identified with humanity in the incarnation, but in his baptism, Jesus is specifically identifying with sinners and with sinners who are coming to God with forgiveness. Jesus binds himself through his baptism to all who are confessing their sins and the sins of God's people. Now, there's a lot of Old Testament background that's being evoked here. Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 that the Israelites who came out in the Exodus were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea when they went down through the Red Sea on dry ground. Now, if you read the Psalms, you will learn that although they were not walking through water, you will learn that it was raining when they went through the sea. And so they are being sprinkled with water, even though the water of the sea, the waters of death are not touching them. But the waters of heaven are touching them when they go through the sea. And so we're told that they were baptized into Moses. But then Paul also tells us in chapter 10 that it was really Christ It was really the pre-incarnate Jesus who had come to deliver the people. He says they all ate the same spiritual food. They all ate manna. They all drank the same spiritual drink. They drank the water that miraculously came from the rock. For they were drinking from a spiritual rock which followed them, and the rock was Christ. So Moses is a human representative of the pre-incarnate Jesus who has come to rescue his people from Egypt. So they are baptized into Moses as the human representative of Jesus, the pre-incarnate Jesus, who is the one who is actually delivering them. Notice here the principle of identification with Christ taking the initiative. Christ did not sit out in the promised land and call the people to come out of Egypt and come and join him. He went into Egypt and got them. And it was his death that was prefigured in the death of the Passover lamb when the people came out. And so we see that the people could only be identified with Christ through Moses, because Christ had already identified with them. And it is the same thing with us. We can only be identified with Christ in baptism because he first identified with us. In his incarnation and in his baptism, he received a sinner's baptism. He received a baptism of repentance, saying of us sinners, "Those are my people, and I've come for them." And as we identify with him in Christian baptism, we are in him, and all that he has is ours. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.